sickness was forever. I remember snuff videos, cold Septembers, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies round us up. Do it all again next week in embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and claws you when you die.
Well, good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. There we go. It is a little after 8 in the morning, playing the extended version of the morning show theme song by Barry Aiken. That's Not Far From Home. That's for Phil Huff, who I know likes the song. I think he gets up and dances to it in the morning, so we like to let him hear it. I'm here in the studio. My name is Jack Peterson, by the way. It's Thursday, December 12th. It's the community radio celebration all this week. And we have with us a returning guest host on the KRFY Morning Show, Carrie Logan. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Jack. Good to see you.
It has been months since I think you and I were in the studio together.
I think correctamundo.
Yeah. Maybe when I called in sick, maybe Jim had you fill in for me, but I don't. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. I think I only did one time when he was on his stroll in Spain.
That's right.
I think that was the last time.
Yeah, you came in one time for that, and then I think we had a bunch of like groups of people coming in
where
we
many chairs were occupied.
Let's catch up with you in just a minute. I'm going to do the weather report, and I'll tell you what we have coming up this hour: a recorded interview with Don Childress, who is a volunteer here at the station and hosts Fourth Sunday Showtime once a month. It's on the fourth Sunday of the month. You might have guessed. And he hosts usually a two-hour salute to one of the Broadway shows. And I'll let him explain exactly what the show is about in just a minute. Plus, Jim Healy, now absent, who has gone home, I think, to South Bend, Indiana. I think that's where he is right now for the next couple weeks. And, however, he was kind enough to record an interview with Susie Prez, talking about his own experience here at the radio station and on the folk show, which he hosts on Thursday nights. So we'll hear from Don and Jim a little later on. Right now, from the National Weather Service, it is currently 28 degrees outside here in downtown Sandpoint. The high today is 36. It is partly sunny, and there is a slight chance of rain or snow, a 10% chance of precipitation. And that's today during the daylight hours. Tonight, overnight, there's a 60% chance of snow. Snow is likely tonight. The overnight low down to 32, and we are expecting some snow. Tomorrow, rain or snow, mainly before 4 p.m. The precipitation will come earlier in the day. The snow in the morning, and then that snow level rises to 2,600 feet in the afternoon. Cloudy, high of 36. Rain and snow continuing on Friday night with a low down to 32. On Saturday, a 90% chance of precipitation. Looks like starting out as snow and then transitioning to rain as it warms up a little bit. Same on Saturday night. On Sunday, we have a 60% chance of precipitation, and that will probably again kind of start as snow. And then the overnight low down to 25. So clearing up and cooling down a little bit. On Monday, a high of only 34 degrees. And so if we get something coming out of the sky on Monday, it's most likely going to be snow, but there's only a slight chance of that. Just to look ahead at next week, I'm looking for that
sun?
Snow. I'm looking for either sun or snow. I'll take anything but rain.
Yeah.
Let's see. Monday night, 50% chance of snow. Tuesday does have a 40% chance of snow. And yeah, I guess it looks like more of the same. We're not expecting it to get much cooler, so it'll be kind of hovering right in between rain and
snow,
is
what
it looks like. Yep. That's next week, and who knows what comes the following week.
I guess the last week or so, if you had been of the ski variety and went up to Schweitzer, they've been sunny every day. It's been beautiful up there.
Well, lovely for Schweitzer.
I know, lovely for Schweitzer.
Okay, have you been up there?
Oh, of course not.
Okay, me neither.
I'm not a wearer of the boards.
You right before we went on the air, I think you were commenting that I had ridden my bicycle.
Yes, again. I was amazed by that. looked very brisk, and you did not have, you must not have voiced your hair this morning, though, because you did not have ice in your hair, so.
No.
Okay.
That's right. It was not, yes.
And I asked, so do you ever not ride your bike?
Earlier this week, I was driving. I took, because we had an event last Friday, and I had some gear in the back of my,
okay.
That had to be returned to the radio studio, so if there's an excuse for me to drive, I will drive. But if I have no excuse, like this morning, then I think it seems like for the last, really particularly this year, the fact of my riding my bike to the radio station has become a matter of public record. And so it feels like it's part of my reputation depends
that's right.
on it.
Absolutely.
So I will, if at all possible, I'll come in. If it's raining, that's usually what'll keep me off the bike. Otherwise I can make it in, especially when it hasn't. I mean, we haven't had weather yet that has made the streets terribly slick.
Do you put studded tires on your spike tires? Or not?
No, I. You know,
or do they have them for road bikes?
I don't know if they even have them for road bikes. I'm sure somebody will be quick to point out that yes, they do. They exist.
No chains or anything like that.
No, I would probably. I would probably get. I would probably ride a different bike if I was going to try and keep it up into January and February, assuming that eventually winter will actually come. Then I would probably switch to like a mountain bike, or maybe get myself one of those fat bikes that you see around. Yes.
Yeah.
It's my main form of exercise.
Well, you know, you got to keep up those reputations too. Years ago, when I first moved to town in 89, there was a group of men who wore Bermuda shorts year round.
Mm-hmm.
It was French, his last name, I can't think of his first name, that owned Jalapenos, and Joel, and my mailman, and Gene, who owned the mail store where the demolished building is next to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if Foster wore them or not. But anyway, they wore them. And the mailman would come and his knees were red. And it was unbelievable. Hung in there for till about, I don't know. Number of years ago, they stopped doing that.
There is, that trend still exists, I think. I know some people who will wear shorts pretty
Jack
consistently.
Jack Dyke, the AD from the high school, he was part of that group.
There you go.
Yeah.
Was it a formal club, or was it just...
No, it was just guys that knew each other.
Seen as the, this is the style.
Yeah, it was just, it was a thing, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing's too rough for us.
No, I think the thing still exists. I have never. I've always
Chet
gone
French.
Pants.
Chet was his first name.
Chet French, owner of Jalapenos.
Former, he passed.
Okay, a couple more things coming up today. We have CP at 3 at 3 o'clock as usual. That's the Cedar Post at 3 o'clock from the Sandpoint High School. Cedar Post is the name of the student newspaper there. Live in studio, doing a live CP at 3. The hosts, Paul Kent and James Sturgeon, high school students, will be live on these airwaves. So do tune in at 3 o'clock for that. Let's see how they do when it's not recorded in the comfort of the high school. Here in this studio.
Live.
Uh-huh.
Live on First Ave.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up at 3 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, Truck Mills, also live here in the studio. Fabulous instrumentalist, performer, musician. I believe he'll bring, if I had to guess, I would say he'll bring one guitar, but maybe he'll bring something else. He might bring more than one
guitar. Like a gourd or something. He uses all kinds of interesting instruments.
He does, yeah.
And he's usually either barefoot or wearing barefoot shoes type things. You know, the ones that put your feet flat on the ground with the toesies.
And toes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Toes on the shoes.
No heel drop.
Yeah. Hmm. That's another style point.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he'll keep that up even when it's 30 degrees
outside. I don't know.
You
should you won't be doing the
interview. Probably you Susie are? Will be in here. I'll be here at the station somewhere, walking around.
I think that's a very important question to ask.
Ask him about his footwear. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess that rounds out today's programming. Tomorrow, news of the week in the morning, and then in the afternoon, Utah John and Mike Wagoner. I neglected to mention one other thing. At noon today, Bob Hahn, just playing Bob, will be live in the studio mixing up some music.
Nice man. I've known Bob a long time.
Yeah. Awfully nice fellow.
Yeah.
Yes. And a great volunteer here at the station. He hosts on Saturday nights and makes a great contribution to us, I think.
I want to say I listened to the show on Friday night on the live on the radio. It was very fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I've heard from a lot of people who were there, and I haven't, I think, no, we got some like online feedback. I don't know. You might be the first person I've run into in person who just listened on the airwaves. So good. I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm glad it came over as well as it went in the room.
It did really well.
Good. Well, very good. Thanks, Carrie. Glad to hear it. Yeah, we had fun, and we will be replaying that. I don't believe we have a time slot decided yet, but it'll probably be on Christmas Eve, sometime in the evening.
Well, heck yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Especially with the ice skating group.
Yes, you enjoyed that.
I did.
Okay.
Really cracked me up.
Good. Wait.
Have you been out ice skating?
Haven't been. I went to the pond at Thanksgiving week, so they hadn't opened yet. I went and saw them as they were kind of putting the finishing touches on it, and it looks great, but I have not been out on the ice yet. I'm sure I will at some point.
Yeah, from what I read online, there, people are taking advantage of the classes that they're offering to learn how to play hockey and all that kind of stuff. And yeah,
cool,
very cool.
Yeah,
good for Ponderé.
Again, good for Ponderé.
SCTU.
Yeah, I have a pair of skates. I don't have a hockey stick anymore. I don't think.
Did you used to play hockey as a kid?
Golf club. 1 year, I think. I don't even think I made it through a year, but I'm from Minnesota originally. Oh, so
it's like a birthright.
There's lots. Every neighborhood has a pond that you can go and and play on, or a rink of some kind, or a flooded field that people can go and skate on. And then even if you're not playing hockey, a stick is helpful for
self-defense.
Exactly. You never know when, you might run into a hockey player and you'll want to be prepared.
Well, you have your own teeth, though.
I do. Uh-huh. I didn't play it long enough to get any real injuries from ice skating or ice sports.
So in Minnesota, when a baby is born, usually you give them, a year's supply of diapers or little onesies or something. But in Minnesota, are you given like a miniature hockey stick?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Cool.
Yep. Issued at birth.
Nice.
And then it's usually, especially
expandable, so they get longer as they get older.
Yep. And if they're born after like the month of August or September, then it's usually no shoes, right into skates, for the, that's how we get them started over there.
Get them started.
Yep. Let's take a short break. I have a story to tell you, Carrie, on the airwaves about an interaction that I had with a bird yesterday.
Oh.
I think you'll want to hear that.
Ooh.
Right now, we're going to play a conversation that Susie had with Don Childress, who hosts Fourth Sunday Showtime on these airwaves on the fourth Sunday of every month. So stay tuned, and Carrie and I will be back live in the studio in just a little bit.
Well, my bones are cold, but my feet are dry. Somehow the sun is still hanging out up in the sky. I'm sharing a tent with a girl I just met for the first time the other night. But you can see your breath, but I got nothing to say. My mouth closed, I don't want yesterday to another time in another place when a cousin of mine took my girl away. Another time in another place when a cousin of mine took my girl away. Sun's still shining, and we go for a walk to the mouth of a glacier, and me and her, we start to talk. Says she hasn't been to the lower 48. I'm thinking of asking her to come back with me only after our first date. And it's making my mind wander back to yesterday, to another time in another place when a cousin of mine took my girl away. Another time, another place when a cousin of mine took. We're not even trying. Now she danced with that one guy. She must know we're watching. It seems like less people that were here just last weekend. She's still pretty pissed about her ex's new trick. There were stares and glares and names. Girls, you know you're not really helping. I don't think that you'll find love
It's a bathroom and some club. I know some kids that can come back. We had four step on Fridays. We're pirates in port. We go in and we get high, two at a time. We get drunk on the sports. We're falling into bed with our television sets. We're watching movies that we've already seen. And guys, it's like we're not even trying. You're dressed like contestants in some desperate passion. You fall asleep in your makeup. You wake up with a blemish. You're making up your mind about the drinks after work. You're such a gossipy office. Girls, you're gonna find someone. You don't have to rush it. You're too young to force your crushes. You don't have to rush it. You're too young to fake your crushes. Guys, I'm pretty sure that we can put it back together. And girls, you gotta try to be nice to one another. Guys, I'm pretty sure that we can put it back together. And girls, you gotta try to be nice to one another. I don't think we'll get the truth from kids with stickers on their boots. I know some kisses in combat from the blind we're painted black. We gotta try a little harder. We gotta be a little better. We gotta pull it back together.
Susie Perez in conversation there with Don Childress about his show. You were saying, I think you learned something there, Carrie, about Broadway.
Yeah, yeah. About the seating capacity determining whether it's called on Broadway or off Broadway. I always thought it was geographical, like physical. If
the
theater
address
was on Broadway, you were a Broadway musical. Yeah. If you weren't, you were off Broadway. But instead, it's determined by the seating, which is 500 personas.
Ah, okay. See, I heard... I didn't hear the number. Mm-hmm. Meaning, so if it debuted at the Panada Theater,
you would be off Broadway.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Doesn't the Panada hold like 580 or something?
I don't know. I'm guessing that they don't, but you probably know better than I
think they do.
Cool.
But I assume you have to be in New York for those rules to apply. What was I just going to look up here? We're back here live in the studio. It's Jack Peterson. That's me. Carrie Logan is the other voice on the airwaves. It is our community radio celebration right now, and that's why we're talking to all of our DJs and getting a little more personal, aren't we? About, I don't know. When did you get involved at the station, Carrie? I didn't ask you to prepare anything, but you've been a familiar voice here on these airwaves for.
I'm gonna say. Well, I don't know. The first time I was ever on the radio here was when I was in public office. I can't remember if it was during my time as a, no, I know it was my time during as a council person and then again as mayor. And I think after that, it evolved into coming in and helping out on a Thursday morning. So probably 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was once you were out of office.
Uh-huh.
You were then, yeah, then you were, yes, ousted from office amidst black scandal.
Accepting toothpaste from the Dental Association during the discussion of fluoride in our water. That was it. That was the kicker. Free toothpaste for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, I promised you a bird story, and it occurs to me that you and I may have been in here a year ago during this same event, mm-hmm. during our kind of community mm-hmm. radio celebration.
I think so, yep.
And this is a new story, but it might be basically the same story that I have told before, because it's the same.
I have a bad memory.
It's the same bird, oh. I'm sure. So, you mentioned earlier that on Friday we had a little event down at Community Hall. It was very fun. We decorated for the event with a lot of twinkly lights, mm-hmm. and some of those lights came off of my house. Oh. Or rather, they never went on my house this year. They were waiting in a bag to go down to this event. Now we're finished with the event, and so I can string them up on my house. And yesterday, after we're actually probably at about 9 o'clock at night, I was up on a ladder starting to string lights. And the ladder isn't as tall as it should be to reach the peak of my house, but if I stand on the very top step and I kind of hold on to the gutter.
Oh, Jack.
And, you know, and then go up on my tiptoes mm-hmm. and then kind of just jump. Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. jump. I can hook it over the top of the house. No, it's not quite that precarious, but it is a ladder that I don't want to be standing on at the peak of my house, which is a two-story house, and right. then there's an attic. So it's, right. you're kind of up there in the air, and I like to get it all the way around.
And it's a steep roof.
It's a steep roof, and I like to get it all the way around the house, the lights. And living right now in the peak of my house is, I was dismayed to discover that apparently I have a roommate. We have a bird that lives right there in the peak of the house, a big pileated son of a gun, and he has chiseled a hole for himself. Yeah. And he has, and he was resting there as I was approaching him with Christmas lights. And I kind of saw, like, oh, what is that? What is that thing there? Is that a, and it was 9 o'clock at night. And I really only had I wasn't using a flashlight because I just had the lights plugged in. And I was just using their own illumination as I was going along the house. And sure enough, there was that. Those are large birds.
Yes, they are.
I retreated.
They look menacing too.
Yes. Yeah. And that red, mm-hmm. That red
and
on the
long
head.
Beak.
Uh huh. You know, they're not. Yeah. They're
ready to poke your eyes out.
Their head is actually white. And that's the blood of their enemies is what makes it red like that. So they're vicious. And I approached the roof and I saw these like feathers sticking out and I thought, oh no. I retreated. I got a pine cone. I threw one pine cone up there and then I started feeling bad because I, you know, it's his home too. He doesn't know that we're paying a mortgage on this place. And
he's a trespasser, Jack.
That's your way of looking at it. That's definitely the way I thought about it at first. And then after I missed him with the first pine cone and I was going to go like collect some rocks from my driveway and keep up the effort, I thought, gosh, it's chilly out here tonight. You know, this
he's going to be homeless.
Bird, yeah. He thinks he's tucked in for the night, you know, and is this really in the Christmas spirit to go to hit this bird with a rock and scare him out of his home on a cold winter's night? I didn't have the heart to do it. So I'm hoping that when I go back to it during the daylight sometime, I'll be able to get the lights up when he's not there, or at least when I'm not so scared of him. And, you know, and I can kind of brush him away with a broom or something like that. And maybe having the lights up and then the house illuminated at nighttime, he'll be less inclined to think it's a good spot to sleep.
You're asking me.
I think I'm asking Rich Del Carlo of the Christmas Bird Count.
Would you, exactly.
If he wants to call in Rich. And let me know if this is a good theory. anyway, that's my plan to get rid of him is to string Christmas lights and and hope that he.
I do have a vague memory now of the bird.
It's
the, and the roof.
It's, yes,
yes.
And I thought that I had solved this problem once before, because it's not a very nice place to live, and there's like now a metal patch on the inside part of the house, so he can't do too much damage, but apparently he's still able to make himself enough of a nest there that he hangs out.
Nests mean procreation, means more birds up there.
Yeah, we'll see. I think there's just one right now, but I don't know. Anyway, that was what happened last night. So right now, my house has Christmas lights on it, like up to a point, and then just a strand hanging down where I gave up, and the ladder is in the yard, and I'll resume that project as soon as I am able.
Do you hear him knocking?
See how it goes.
Do you hear him?
Yeah, we've heard him before. Yeah. Not lately, which is why I kind of thought he had flown the coop, so to speak. But I guess he just finished his job. He got it. You know, he got enough of a hole that.
So are they the kind of bird Rich DiCarlo will hopefully tell us? But are they the kind of bird when they're pecking, they're looking for little critters that are in the wood or in the tree or something? Or are they making holes to put stuff in? I don't know if they're a protein, a meat eater or a vegetarian.
They're big enough. They look like a meat eater to me, but I think... No, yeah, I think they're probably looking for food when they're doing that.
Consider that a benefit, because then they're getting those worms that would deteriorate your house. So maybe they're your partner in home preservation.
Maybe so. Yeah, maybe so. I should put them on the payroll. well, so that's my bird story. That's happening this Christmas. It's probably what's going to be happening next Christmas, too.
Somebody is ringing Rich. You. There's Rich.
Hey, call back when we start playing the music when we start playing this interview with Jim Healy, and I'll be interested to hear what you have to say about the pileated woodpecker that I'm sharing a house with. We last year at this time, so this is also technically a fundraiser. It's a small but a real fundraiser for the radio station. We're just trying to remind people that we're here, that we're a volunteer-based station, and we couldn't exist without financial support from our listeners. There's no big big pot of money waiting for us if we don't raise money from our listeners. It's people like you who keep us on the air. Go to KRFY.org if you want to make a donation, or call us like somebody was just trying to do at 265-2992. I think what we did last year, and we could talk about doing it again, Carrie, is I think you issued a permit for somebody to put up their Christmas lights before Thanksgiving. You have that power as a former mayor, an emeritus mayor. We decided it's generally, we frown upon Christmas lights being on the house before Thanksgiving, but it's considered to be in poor taste, but you could issue a permit.
Somebody could
up on their door and say
if somebody would like to pay for it.
If somebody would like to make a donation
definitely
to the radio station, we can issue you that
in my finest handwriting.
Okay.
I will issue the permit. And all right. I have a stamp, it's my former campaign stamp on it.
Okay.
Vote for Kerry Logan.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if I see, I tell you what, the next person who makes a donation for more than $100, you can win that prize at
absolutely.
Go to KRFY.org, and we'll watch and see what order the donations come in. And if we see one after the first one we see after 8:42 in the morning on December 12th, we'll know that you get the Christmas light permit. So consider that valuable.
Very valuable.
Yeah.
And you have the ability to put it in your will and bequeath it to your heirs.
Well, then now
is it a perpetual?
Priceless.
It's priceless.
Yeah.
100 is a bargain.
I would say so.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Man. Thank you. And you'll be the envy in July. Envy of the neighborhood.
Totally.
Okay. Jim Healy, who usually is sitting where Carrie sits, today is...
Where is
usually
he?
Sits where Carrie is sitting. Words to that effect. He's in Indiana.
Oh, in Indiana.
Right.
Is Notre Dame still playing, or are they not in the playoffs?
Oh, boy.
I don't think
maybe that was him
playoffs.
Calling in. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't know. Anyway, he's over there. I think he met midway his sister who lives in DC. Arlington. Yeah, the DC area. Uh-huh. And they're there in the old hometown. And I wonder what they're doing.
Oh no. Are there traditions in South Bend at Christmas time? I'm sure there are.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have some short tail relatives in South
They're probably
Bend,
making
actually.
Candy. They're big candy makers.
Yes. That's true.
They make that ribbon candy and everything. And then those cookies that look like they take forever to make that have like the nut filling in them.
Oh, yeah. I think he was telling me what these were called.
Gerlach or?
I don't know.
That's not it.
Hmm. Okay. Well, let's hear from Jim, I guess. I'll play this interview and then we'll continue with our day. Oh, guess what the bird note is called that's going to come on at 9 o'clock? Strange Places for a Nest.
Really?
Really. That's today's bird note.
You didn't set that up?
I didn't. No, that's
wow.
That's the one that they issued for today. I don't know. Well, we'll see. Maybe somebody, it may be a podcast about the roof of my house. I'm not sure. But I kind of doubt it. And we'll be signing off then, I guess, because this interview will take us almost to the top of the hour. I'll go through the order again. This is Thursday, December 12th in the morning. You and I, Carrie, we're here. Live at noon is Mr. Bob Hahn, just plain Bob. Oh, we got somebody from the Panada. We should bring him in. Jim's going to have to wait. Okay. Carrie, do you know Rob?
I know Rob. Hello.
Okay. Here we go. You're on mic number 4. Okay. Here we go. Rob Talbot, our old friend, has just dropped by from the Panada Theater. And
good morning. Sounds like y'all have been having a good morning talking about woodpeckers and
yes,
Jim in Indiana making cookies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm glad you were listening. That's so that you heard.
Always
the,
do.
Yes, you heard the story of the woodpecker that lives in my house. And Jim's going to have to wait. Jim in Indiana is going to have to wait a little bit. I'm glad I almost texted you this morning, Rob, and then didn't. And I'm glad I didn't. Or no, I wish I had.
I Whatever. Wish you had, man. It's always nice to hear from you.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, I'm glad you're here. Let's do it. Let's talk a little bit about upcoming events. And Jim Healy's conversation with Susie is going to have to wait until a little bit later. You come to us from just down the street from the Panada Theater.
He's live.
And he's live here in the studio.
I hope I am.
Yeah, this is for real.
Pulse is there. Yeah.
I'll pull up the other upcoming events page. And you tell us, well, in this, what is maybe the busiest month of the year?
Maybe. It's past maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It is confirmed. It's the busiest month of the year at the Panada Theater. What's going on?
We started last Friday with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and we do not have a day off in the theater until the 23rd, which is amazing. Woo. It's awesome. We're going to wrap up the holiday season with Festivus, or wrap
cool.
up the pre-Christmas
yeah.
lineup with Festivus on the 23rd. But yeah, we had a raucous, rowdy, fun crowd for National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I bet it was
like 225 people
Ooh,
in the
that's
theater.
That's a great movie.
That's uh-huh. It was a really good time. A lot of people had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Families and just all ages coming in to hang out and
cool.
watch a movie. It's if you haven't watched a movie with 200, 150, 200 of your friends and community members,
mm-hmm.
You're missing out because things are just better with other people.
Yeah.
You know, other people laugh and you start seeing the more of the humor in a comedy, or you start mm-hmm. to see more of the suspense in a thriller. And it's just, you know, it's that energy of being with other people is a lot of fun when you're watching a movie. And those of us that have been there for those get it. And those of you that haven't will join us next time, I hope.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. I like how much It seems to me, as an outside observer, it seems like you're doing more movies, and it is the house is built. It's a movie house.
It is a movie originally, house, yeah.
And it's a great spot to see it. And it seems like the reception has been pretty good.
Yeah,
people are showing up mostly for these. When you show, I don't know if it's when you show a modern classic like the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, people come out.
Well, people like that. It catches people's attention. And, you know, one of the things that we're doing is we're really being intentional about creating a lineup or a programming schedule that is diverse. And that diversity brings in more people. You know, there's a lot of people that have told me recently that they didn't know that the Panada, you know, in the last 6 months, they didn't know that the Panada showed movies. thought it was for other things. And, you know, when you walk by let's say you're going in for your kid's Christmas show, and you walk by and you see a movie that you've never heard the title of, which may be a great movie, but you've never heard the title of it on the lineup, you don't really recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see a movie like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, you kind of zone in a little bit more and see it. And then you realize, hey, there's movies here. And then maybe your partner likes other types of films. So, sees an art house film or sees a classic that's more of a, you know, isn't less popular.
Yeah.
So hope that the idea, and it seems to be working, is we're seeing more numbers with our art house and our indie films as well as with our popular films. So, the hope is to create a programming schedule that's diverse enough, that catches enough attention, and that builds recognition within the whole programming list. So, and it's been, like I said, it's been a lot of fun to see that transpire and see people coming in and having a good time. And yeah, we got a busy month coming up, and we've had some busy months. I mean, October and November with all the plays and the music and films, and we've been having a good time. We'll keep it up too. We've had in the last week we had our last week and a half we had Shook Twins show that was sold out, and then we had Gothard Sisters that was sold out. We had Everdream Gothic Christmas concert on Tuesday night with almost 400 people. So we're having a good time. So if you haven't come out yet,
yeah,
here are the things left before Christmas.
Here he goes.
Come join us. So tonight we are having a community board meeting. That'll be in the Little Theater. So that's usually every first Thursday, but this time it is switched up to the second because of some prior commitments with the board members and myself. My kids had a Christmas program last Thursday that I wanted to attend, so we switched that up. But we'll always let you know. That's on the website. You can check that out if you're interested in coming to a community board meetings. And we do have a lot of stuff going on. We're looking at how to move forward with restorations, renovations of the lobby, as well as you know, some other grants and things that we've got going on. So there's always something that we're talking about. You know, it is a community space, so we do value your input. So feel free to come on by the Little Theater, which is, if you're looking at the main theater, it's over to the left, little kind of a cubbyhole door in there. So come join us. We have the Nutcracker presented by Allegro Dance Studio, and that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's two showings on Saturday, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Who's doing the Nutcracker? Which group is doing the Nutcracker?
Allegro.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
I think this is their third year doing it.
Uh-huh.
First or second year doing it by themselves. I think they've partnered up with some other people in the past, but that's a tradition dating back. The Nutcracker is a tradition dating back to POAC pre-COVID, and it's always nice to get out and see the Nutcracker for the holidays. So, again, there's three showings of that Friday. This Friday at 7, Saturday at 2 and 7, and then Sunday at 2. And then they load out, and LPO comes in Sunday night to get ready for, and they'll be doing rehearsals through the week. And then they have five showings of A Christmas Carol live play.
Mm-hmm.
And this, from what I hear from them, is selling really well. So make sure you get those tickets in advance. And that is presented by Lake Pondere Repertory Theater. And that will be Friday, December 20th, Saturday, December 21st, at 2 and 7, and then Sunday at 1 and 6. So, and then those, so I'll throw out there that the Nutcracker and Christmas Carol are not Panda Presents shows. So when you go to our website, we get a lot of questions about this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
We're not selling those tickets. We just have links to those tickets on our page. Those presenters are selling those tickets. So you click on the link on our page and it takes you to their page. And they're, you know, so the last one we'll talk about though is Festivus, and that's on Monday, December 23rd. And we do have a, so that will be presented by the Panada, and Sandpoint Reader together. And that show starts at 7:00. And for those of you that are Seinfeld fans, that is a kind of a celebration of all things kind of ridiculous Seinfeld-y Christmas adjacent. We will be getting out the pole as opposed to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So, check that out. We've got some good fun stuff about that on our website and on social media. If you don't follow us on social media, you're missing out. Brendan is doing a phenomenal job. Brendan and Caitlin team up for that. So join us on social media and find out about all this stuff early.
I do envy your guys's, yes, the social media game at the Panada is pretty strong, as they
Thank
say.
You. Yeah.
It's a busy night in town tonight. We're doing something tonight, my family, but we don't know what because there's too many options. Do you want to try and sell me on why I should come to the Panada board meeting? What's going on there?
Panada board meeting.
Or the community meeting at the, that's
yep,
tonight, right?
Panada community yep. board meeting. Yeah, that's okay, tonight yeah. at the little theater.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's usually a fairly quick and friendly, you know, mm-hmm. jovial, it's an attempt to say hi to everybody and connect.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get to find out exactly how we're doing financially. You'll get to see, hear some of the underpinnings of what we're looking at. We've got some grants that we're looking at accepting and not accepting to move forward. We've got some exciting stuff. We'll be talking more about the lobby kind of yeah. as we move forward. There are some ideas with the lobby as to how we can either use a space that's there a little more efficiently to open it up and to have quicker, faster concessions, and maybe even expand in the bathrooms. We also have, you know, the idea of the pass-through, as it's called, has been around since they purchased the little theater, and that's something that's,
yeah.
you know, that would connect the theater, the little lobby theater to the main lobby theater, and there's a couple different ways to do that. One of them is to make it very obvious that these two things are connected,
mm-hmm.
And then there are other ways to kind of more discreetly with different doors and things like that, connect mm-hmm. them in a way that is like a little more discreet.
Okay.
I think the most important thing in whatever renovations, remodels you're doing is that it maintains the integrity of the building so it doesn't jeopardize its status on the National Register. And, you know, that's really yeah, key.
It is. And well, there's a lot of details and a lot of little bits and pieces, and it's hard to kind of get into all these things in a quick conversation. So that's one of the reasons why you should come to the board meetings. and we mm-hmm. kind of debate these and talk about some of these things. For example, there are ways to do it that are more in line with keeping it. Well, do we keep it is it a museum piece or is it a living piece of history that is developing into something that can be viable as continuing to be the living room of Sandpoint?
Mm.
We're not 5'6", 125 pounds anymore.
Mm.
So how do you make a space that was designed for people that were that size? How do you make that space workable for people that are 6 foot and 200 pounds, mm-hmm. 200 to 250 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a touchy subject, and we're all trying to figure that out, and we all want your input and your thought processes, and we're working on doing that in an orderly way and bringing in some folks. And I think Sean and I will be here, the board chair and I will be here coming up in the next few weeks. We're going to connect with you and talk more in depth about that.
Cool.
Because the lobby renovations is more something we're going to look at harder in January, in the mm-hmm. January meeting and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it is going to be where everybody's interested to see what changes are afoot, I think, and what can be done to the Panetta Theater without, you know, losing the feel of it as a historic space, losing it, but also preserving it as kind of the, you know, a usable venue.
Yeah. And, you know, I used to be a history teacher. Preserved a house that's been in my family since the 1880s back in Virginia. That's the Maddox Farm, if you know about Maddox Farm.
Yeah.
Productions, it was named after that property. My personal belief is that I would love to see this. The space should feel like you, if you walked into it for the first time, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, they really haven't done a whole lot. But if we do it properly, then the lines will move faster, smoother. It will be more efficient space for concession, our amazing volunteers to work in concessions with, and there will be a little more space for restrooms. And you walk up to the front, and it'll look exactly the same as it has for the last. I think they put that marquee in the 50s, from what Doug says. So, since the 50s.
So that's or people can attend and talk to you in person tonight if they want to. You'll be there to meet and greet, and you, people can learn more. That's tonight in the Little Theater, and also going on tonight. These are the events that you're competing with. There's over at Matchwood, SAFE, the Sandpoint Alliance for Equality, is having their. Sure enough, it's 9 o'clock. They're having an event at 5 o'clock, an hour-long training session followed by beverages and community discussion. Know your rights by Legal Voice. That's from 5 to 6 at Matchwood Brewing. On the more, I suppose, a little more fun end of the spectrum, especially if you have like a 4-year-old, over at the Bonner County Museum, it's the party at the museum. And family night, celebrate the launch of the republished book, Always on the Other Side, A Story of the Bonner County Fairies by Paul Recknitzer. Familiar to mm-hmm. get that mm-hmm. name close mm-hmm. enough. Wine, cocoa, festive lights, treats, and a special gift shop discount, all at the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum over on Ellis Street, right next to Lakeview Park, and it is a family-friendly event, as well as you can tour the museum. That's from 4 o'clock this afternoon to 6:30 this evening.
Well, Jack, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I certainly, as a parent of a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, I sure have noticed the museum is, like, they've got some great events going mm-hmm. on recently.
They have, mm-hmm. yeah.
They are really, I've been impressed.
I agree. Yeah, no, I totally agree. They've stepped up their game in a way that, in an inspiring way, I hope that other people kind of take that lead, because it is, if you're a parent of young children, sometimes it's tough to find family-friendly activities in mm-hmm. town, especially in the wintertime when, you know, unless you're going to take them skiing, you know, sometimes we're a little hard-pressed for stuff to do. So, the museum has been doing some very cool stuff, and this is one of them. That's tonight from 4 to 6:30. Coming up this weekend, if you want to see a movie not at the Panetta Theater, you could go see one at the James E. Russell Sports Center. Have you been in the building yet, Rob?
I have not. No, they're doing movies over there now.
Yeah, well, they're going to do one. I don't know if they're doing it regularly. This is kind of their. So I think it's sort of a grand opening. They had an event on Thursday, like an open house, but this will be the.
Gotcha.
I think the first weekend that they're open, and they're showing Home Alone in the sports complex, and you know, we'll see how that goes. It's a huge building, that's for sure. It's a big room, biggest room in town. Have you been in it yet?
No, I haven't. Okay. They want you to take your shoes off when you go in.
I suppose they would.
Court surface.
Right. I wonder what the capacity is. I've seen pictures. It's pretty large.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like 38,000 square feet or something like that.
Uh huh. It is.
It's big enough for airplane storage.
I think
it's a backup plan.
I think you're literally right. I think it's coming up this weekend. One more thing I'll mention, just because it caught my eye. It's SantaCon. The first Sandpoint SantaCon is on December 14th, a day for people dressed in Santa attire to gather, mingle, and jingle to spread holiday cheer and money for a good cause. Proceeds go to NAMI Far North. Registration $10 for one official SantaCon passport. That's if you get it in advance or 15 day of at Matchwood Brewing. The passport provides pub crawl, drink and food specials and discounts, and entry into the Best of Santa contest. It looks like it's an all-day affair. You'll have to find that information online, matchwoodbrewing.com/SantaCon. This is a new event in town, though. I've heard of SantaCons elsewhere. This will be the first one here.
But that's adult focused, obviously, not children.
It is, right. Yeah, don't be.
Unless you're going to.
That's good point. Yes, good point, Carrie.
Leave your kid in the car while you go to the beer.
Right. It seems maybe. It's less family friendly than maybe you'd think it would be. Or elsewhere it is, anyway. This is probably.
Yeah, check out Matchwood's website or social media. I'm sure they'll tell you more there.
Yeah.
Also, I'll throw out. Go ahead. Since I'm here and I have the mic. There's a band playing at iCarts, so I book a lot of the music at iCarts. I love that venue. If you're a live music fan, like there's not a more intimate sweet spot to go listen to music, in my my humble opinion. The little theater's pretty close for a listening room. But anyway, that's a different. At iCarts, there's a band called Light on the Water, and I think we've referred to some of these bands that John Fershey is in is a John Fershey band. Mm-hmm. But John Fershey's in there, and it's a little more folk, kind of bluegrassy almost. So Light on the Water from 7 to 10 at iCarts.
Cool. Okay. A new John Fershey band. That's always worth paying attention to, or new to me anyway.
Anytime John Fershey's in the mix, you know it's a win.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bird Note comes up next, then a conversation with Jim Healy. Tune in at noon for Just Plain Bob, one of the best we have here on these airwaves. He'll bring some. I wonder if he's got a theme for it, if he's going to be playing holiday music or what. And then I'm going to play a little Andy Williams right after Bird Note, I think, or right after Jim's conversation with Susie.
So you're doing Bird Note, Jim
Healy,
Andy
Williams. That's the order.
Okay.
Anything else to say, to announce before we shut off these microphones?
Yeah, I'll say, if you're looking for a good Christmas gift for somebody, we've got some great shows coming up after the holidays, including Knives Out, a movie that we'll show.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
First weekend. Hundreds of Beavers is another movie we'll show later in the month.
We've now talked we're about talking.
That for a while.
I knew that one was...
was brewing.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Is that a comedy or a documentary?
It's a slapstick comedy.
Oh.
It's a recent production. It's 2022. Kind of a indie movie that was put out in 22.
We'll have to talk about that before you air it, because it's...
You can jump on YouTube and find it pretty easily.
It came to my attention in the middle of like last year, and I was trying to think of how we could. It's a difficult thing to do as a radio station because there's no words to it. You know, it's a silent film. So we thought maybe we do it as like an April Fool's Day thing. support the radio station by going to a silent film.
Well, they have sound effects.
Right. Yeah. It's not truly silent. It's just that there's, it's no spoken words, I guess.
It would be interesting. It'd be fun one day to do that one with a group of musicians soundtrack to it. But we're not going to do that this time, but we'll do that another time.
It looks
also
good.
We have Seoul Backcountry Film Festival is returning. I think they've been doing this for a long time. It's pretty cool to have them coming back as always, and that in all the proceeds of that go to their mission. You know, bringing the outdoors to kids. And then Banff Mountain Film Festival is January 17th, 18th, 19th. Those are already selling really quick. All these tickets are already on sale on our website, so you can go grab those. Banff is already selling pretty fast Friday, Saturday. They also now have a 3-day pass. So if you, you know, hey, if your mom's like, hey, what do I get you for Christmas? You're like, hey, mom, here's a link to Banff, 3 days. Get me and my partner a pass. That'd be a great Christmas gift suggestion to throw out there. Okay. So anyway, lots going on at the theater. Go to panda.org/events and find out more about it.
Cool. Carrie, last words? Anything?
Not really. Just I hope you get that 4-year-old out there to have some fun this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we will.
Yeah.
We'll do something. Thanks getting up those lights, Jack.
I'm going to do that. That's for sure. Yeah. Okay, so now it's time for Bird Note, and we'll be back at noon with Bob. And, of course, there will be music on the air until then. Bird Note, then Jim Healy, then Andy Williams here on 88.5 KRFY, Ponderay.